When I see the blood, I will pass over you. Hey, Brother Pragesh, you want to wear this?
Okay.
Okay, it might be easier.
Okay.
And we are going to read 15, that is 1:5. And before that, let us pray. Almighty, we want to thank you. We love you. We adore you. We exalt thine holy name. Because under the heaven among the people, there is no other name. Thank you, Lord, for this wonderful name, Jesus. Almighty, visit us this morning time through the Holy Spirit, Father God. We look unto thee for everything, Father God. Thou art the beginning and the end. Thou art the creator of heaven and earth. Thou art everything for us, O Lord. I'm standing in an empty vessel. There is nothing good in me to claim thy righteousness. But I want to thank thee for the blood on the cross 2,000 years back. Almighty, bless thine servant, my precious brother pastor, and his wife and children and grandchildren, and all the precious brothers standing under this roof, Lord, and sisters, and each and every one. Speak to us through the Holy Spirit, Father God. I am not the speaker, I am not the preacher, thou art the speaker. Through the Holy Spirit, amen. Speak to us.
Yes.
In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. Amen. The book of Revelation, chapter 16, verse 15, please. Behold, I come as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. Thank you very much. Please be seated. I appreciate you. I want to thank God for his wonderful opportunity. I want to thank the men of God for opening the doors for me, receiving me. I told the brother, whenever you open the door for me, you are opening the doors for the poor in India. God bless you, my precious brother, and each and every one, the work which you are doing, and bless you everything. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to thank brother for taking special care of me. Praise the name of the Lord. And whenever I come here, I feel at home. I'm praying for you, sister. I'm praying for all of you. Praise the name of the Lord. This morning time, I would like to tell something about the country of India. I won't take much time because I know the AC is not working. And, you know, I was sitting there and the brother said, you know, the AC is not working. I remember Jesus Christ was preaching on the mountain.
Amen.
Days and days, there was no air condition.
That's right.
They were all sitting.
Right.
Hear the word of God.
Amen.
Hear the, you know, you know, today we need, you know, will. Today we need hunger.
Yes, sir.
Today we need thirsty.
Yes, sir.
For the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Of course we need air, we need wind. But God is so gracious. You know, in those days people were sitting there for 3 days, 4 days, you know, hours and hours. They never thought of. But thank God, you know, this world is different, this time is different, you know, and in those days there was no cars, you know, but now today people have cars, you know. In those days there was no cell phones, but there are cell phones now, you know, computers, you know, internet and all, you know. But I thank God what we are by his grace. Praise the name of the Lord. Let us wait upon the Lord. Let us let our mind be upon the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I bring special greetings from India. I always mention about India. India is not the new country upon this earth. If you read in the book of Esther, it is mentioned about India. The King Ahasuerus was ruling 127 provinces. That was from India to Ethiopia. You know, so it's the oldest country upon this earth. And the population wise, it's almost 1.5 billion. You know, officially China is the first, they say, but unofficially we are the first in the world, because there are thousands of children they are born and unregistered. It's not registered with the government of India because of the, you know, corruption, because of the poverty, because of the so many reasons for that, you know. But anyhow, praise the name of the Lord. And even though it's a heathen country, they love the Lord. Even though they are worshipping the false gods, but still they love their gods. If you speak against their God, they will kill you. That much they love, you know. So, how much we love our God, who is alive, who is living, praise the name of the Lord, who is the creator of heaven and earth.
Amen.
You know, precious brothers and sisters, we are worshipping the living God.
Amen.
There is no God like Jesus.
Amen.
Don't make him second God, a third God. My Bible says there is only one throne in heaven, and there is only one sitting on that throne. His name is Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He cannot be a second or third.
Amen.
He's alive.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I serve this gospel, I serve this Lord since almost 53 years.
Amen.
I'm preaching this gospel since 53 years in India. I'm not boasting, but I'm telling for the glory of God.
Amen.
I'm preaching this message since almost 47 years in the country of India.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And I'm blessed by this gospel. I'm blessed by this message.
Amen.
I'm blessed by Malachi 4, 5 and 6.
Amen.
I am blessed, praise the name of the Lord. I don't know how to, you know, explain it, but I am blessed by His grace.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord, hallelujah. Sam said special greetings, and you know, my son, I don't know whether you met Boaz or not, but the man of God, he knows both the sons. I am a blessed dad to have both the sons, right hand, left hand, and they're,
Amen.
You know, they're great helpers. To me, they are taking care of the ministry in India, and you know, and they visit here also sometimes. But Sam, almost 4 years, is not here in the United States. But you know, is Lord blessed him with a wonderful people, 350, 400 people, you know, every Sunday he get, including children, you know. And Lord is blessing him, you know. He's busy. I told him, Sam, please come at least for the 10 days, 2 weeks. He said, no, Dad, I can't, you know. So remember him in your special prayers, my both the sons and my children. Praise the, one thing I am proud of them, they are standing for the truth.
Amen.
They are preaching the gospel.
Amen.
I'm proud of them. I'm happy because I'm thankful to God. They are not in the wrong places.
Amen.
Lot of young people, they are in the wrong places, you know. But thank God for my children. Thank God for my grandchildren. They all love the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Anyhow, I want to thank the pastor, you know, and you people, because this church is one of the strong backbone for the mission in India. You know, the help which you are giving us, you know, it is going for the poor, to feed the poor and to preach the gospel and to promote this message of the hour, you know. Brother and sister, if you come to India, you will find thousands, thousands of children. They're eating from the garbage can. And, you know, thousands of children, they're born on the streets without future, without hope. And they're dying on the roads, on the streets. But, you know, whatever help you are, whatever way you are supporting us, I want to thank, special thanks to the men of God, you know. The children we adopted, the lepers we adopted, no need for them to go on the streets and eat from the garbage can. No need for them to stay on the streets. I'm not talking about, oh, you know, all poor in India, but I'm in the children and people whom we adopted, you know. Huh? They got place to stay. They got food on the table. And they are serving the Lord. They love the Lord.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This year from the month of January, we baptized 104 people in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
And you have a part in that. Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because every penny you are giving, it is going for the poor.
Amen.
For the glory of God. And God bless you all. God bless Brother John and each and every one of you million times. That's my prayer. I thank God. I bring special love and greetings from the orphans, old widows and the lepers. Praise the name of the Lord. And we are helping the pastors also. We build so many houses for the poor pastors. We give them whatever we can. You know, we help them. And God knows what I'm talking about.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Also, we buy Bibles from the Bible Society in India and we distribute free of cost to the people. You know, we distribute free. You know, and I thank God for His grace and mercy. Pray for the government of India. At present, we have the very, very, very bad government, worst government in the history of India. This is the worst government. They want to wipe out Christianity by 2021-22. Also, they are killing a lot of pastors. Poor pastors, you know, and they're destroying the temples in the churches and burning the Bibles, and they're not good to the Christians. They're also very, they are taking away all our rights. And, recently my son was telling, you know, they came, the government agency came and they said, we are going to cancel your license about the charitable trust I'm talking, you know. We have end-time Bible ministry, that is religion, you know, means the pastors and the churches. Then they told us to separate the charity work from the religion. So then we registered with the Home Department, the charitable Operation Hope India, you know. And through that Operation Hope, thousands of poor are served and helped all these years. And they want to cancel the license. If they cancel the license, then we can't keep the poor children with us. We can't feed them, you know. And the reason they said, you know, you don't have sufficient funds, you know, for a charitable trust to run. I said, we look unto God, you know. And God is our provider.
Amen.
God is Jehovah Jireh.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
No. They said, you know, we want some advance, you know, funds. I said, you know, money is today and tomorrow there's no money.
That's right, amen.
You know? Huh? So we trust in our God.
Amen.
Huh? And He's taking care of us. Praise the name of the Lord. We are feeding
amen.
thousands of, you know, poor since many, many years.
Amen.
So that's what, you know, please remember us in your special prayers. Precious brothers and sisters, I'm coming to this country since 35 years. I'm not for the money. I never opened my mouth and asked for the money. God is my witness, you know. But Jehovah Jireh, He never failed me all these years. Praise the name of the Lord. I trust in Him.
Amen.
You know, He's the great Jehovah,
a
provider. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So remember the government of India, they are taking away all our rights, you know, and we're in great trouble. With the government, and they don't want, we can't baptize the people, you know. And two of our pastors were arrested for baptizing the people. They put them into prison, you know. Then, you know, our country is founded on bribe. I hope you know bribe. I don't know about here in this country, but a lot of bribe. Everything, if you want to do anything, you have to keep the bribe. B-R-I-B-E, bribe. Otherwise, your work will be pending for years and years. But anyhow, our God is in control. I believe, you know, His coming is very nigh. And this morning time, if Lord helps me, I want to preach on the message called keeping your garments unspotted. Keeping your garments unspotted, because He's coming for the unspotted bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He's not coming for the heathens. He's not coming for the drunkards. He's not coming for the prostitutes. He's coming for the pure and holy.
Amen.
Huh? Who who is washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Make sure, my precious brothers and sisters, we need to be washed in the blood of Jesus Christ with repentance. Praise the name of the Lord. And be filled with the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Ghost, nobody can go in the heaven. Without the Holy Ghost, nobody can go in the rapture.
Amen.
The Holy Ghost is the seal.
Amen.
So my precious brothers and sisters, He's coming. He's not going to tarry. This is 2018 going on. Many people are fed up. They say, a lot of preachers preaching since so many years, 2018 years. But He's not coming. Why? There must be some reason why He's not coming. Maybe He's waiting for, you know, the people who are on the streets. Maybe He's waiting for your brothers and sisters who are in the world. Maybe He's waiting for your children who are in the world.
Amen.
Maybe He's waiting for the people, you know, because He said, everybody should hear this gospel.
Amen.
Everybody should, you know, confess this gospel. This is the narrow gate. Narrow is the way, you know, and this is not the big way. You know, big ways are, you know, big roads are, that's different. There you'll find all kinds of people. But this is the narrow is the way. Straight is the gate, narrow is the way. Precious brothers and sisters, He's coming soon. Today, it's very important today. We need to find out whether we are washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. It is very important to find out whether we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. Help us.
It's very important. This is not the time to judge others. If you are a true child of God, if you are a true child of Almighty God, you will judge yourself.
Amen.
I have to judge myself. What is my condition? How is my spiritual condition? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Here the word of God says, behold, I come as a thief. Now, one thing I want to tell you. He's coming as a thief for the heathens. He's coming as a thief for the denominations. But He's not coming as a thief for you and me.
Amen.
Why? Because we are the bride of Jesus Christ. We are the wife of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In the book of Isaiah says, your creator is your husband. He created me and He's my husband. Praise the name of the Lord. I am Mrs. Jesus. He's my Lord. He's my God since 53 years.
Amen.
He's my Savior. He's my Redeemer.
Hallelujah.
He's my Father.
Amen.
He's my Mother.
Amen.
He's my Brother. He's my great friend.
Amen.
He's everything to me.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We trust in Him.
Amen.
You know, sometimes, you know, husband, sometimes he try to hide a lot of things from mom and dad. He try to hide a lot of secrets from mom and dad. But he will never try to hide anything from his wife. He's not going to hide anything from his wife. He will reveal everything. That's why I say, you know, He's not coming as a thief for us, because we are His bride.
Amen.
We are His people. We are His children. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So He's not coming as a thief for you and me. He's coming for the thief, for the worldly people, for the denominations. Anyhow, blessed is he that watcheth. This is the watching day, my precious brothers and sisters. We need to watch our lives. We need to watch our walk. We need to watch our lives. How we are walking. Are we walking with God?
Amen.
Do we love Him with our whole heart?
Amen.
Everybody say, I love Jesus. I love God. I love, you know. With words and mouth and lips. That's, we have to show in practice. We have to show to God. We need to prove God.
Amen.
You know, in our lives.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, How is our spiritual garments today? He paid for the garments. He died on the cross. He shed his precious blood on the cross of Calvary. And he paid for your garments. The garments are ready. But you need to be prepared. Amen. To wear that garment. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Spiritual garments. Without spiritual garments, we can't enter into God's kingdom. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And in the kingdom of God, nobody, God hates, you know, anybody who is naked. Nobody can stay in his presence. Nakedness, he hates nakedness. That's why when Adam and Eve sinned, of course, Adam never sinned, my precious brothers and sisters. Adam was the son of God. Amen. Son of God, he cannot sin. But what happened? He was deceived. And he was in sin. To protect her, to protect Eve, Adam partook in her sins. Adam was the son of God. Amen. He couldn't sin. But because of Eve, he needed to take part in her sins to protect her, to save her. Precious brothers and sisters, the same way, the second Adam, Lord Jesus Christ, he came to this world. Thank God he never came to this world as the emperor. He never came to this world as the king. He never came to this world as a dictator. He came to this world as the Lamb of God.
Amen.
He took your place, my place. Died on the cross of Calvary. Sacrificed his body. Shed his precious blood for you and for me. And today he gave us his place. We were supposed to be hanged on that cross. But thank God for his grace and mercy.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise.
Hallelujah. If you don't believe in grace, something is wrong with you. There are people, they are legalists in this world, legalistic. You know, legalistics. They don't believe in grace. You know. But today, precious brothers and sisters, there is no kingdom of God for the legalistics. That's true.
Amen.
Today, we need the grace of God. We need his mercy. Praise the name of the Lord. Because of his grace, we are here today.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh my.
Thank you, Lord.
In Genesis chapter 3, the word of God says here, every day God used to come down in the evening time and have fellowship with Adam and Eve. Have fellowship with them, talk to them, play with them, have fellowship with them. But one day he came. He couldn't find Adam and Eve. And in chapter 3 verse Genesis chapter 3 verse 9 says, 9 and 10 says, and the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? Adam, my child, my son, where are you? Eve, my child, where are you? He called in verse 10. And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. They became naked because they committed sin. And anybody in this world, when you commit sin, the fear comes into your life. You know, if you don't commit anything wrong, no fear. But when you do something wrong, when you commit sin, you know, the fear automatically comes into your life. And that's what happened. Adam and Eve, they were hiding behind the tree. God came in the evening time Adam and Eve, where are you? You know, precious brothers and sisters, even the God Almighty is searching for you and me today. He wants us to be in right place. He wants us to walk with Him. He wants us to be perfect. Walk with Him. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Are we walking with Him? You know, Enoch, there was three special qualities in his life. That's why God took him away alive. Three special qualities. And God is looking three special qualities in our lives. Number one, Enoch was walking with God. He was not walking with the rulers or leaders, but he was walking with God. We need to examine our lives today. We need to judge our lives today. We need to find out, are we walking with God? The second special quality in his life was, he was pleasing God. He was pleasing God in his life. And we need to find out today, we need to judge ourselves today, are we pleasing Him through our life? Are we pleasing Him? Like Enoch, he walked with God and he was pleasing God. And the third thing, he was witnessing about God. Nowadays Christians, I'm generally talking, they're afraid to witness about God. They are afraid to talk with others about Jesus.
Amen.
Today, our job, if you are born again, if you are washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, if you are spirit filled, you need to do what Enoch was doing. Are we witnessing about Jesus Christ in our daily walk?
Amen.
This is not me, this is the Holy Ghost speaking to you and
Amen,
me. Are we witnessing, are we talking about Jesus? Are we sharing the love of Jesus Christ with others? If we could keep quiet, there is nobody to open their mouth and talk about Jesus. And that burden is on your shoulder. God kept it. And today, every child of God, every message believer, every true Christian, today, we need to walk with Jesus. We need to walk with God. We need to please Him through our lives. We need to witness about God. You know, when the two angels came to Sodom, they found Lot. Now, don't forget that Lot was an old-time message believer. Now when the angels of God came and they were looking for Lot, they found him in a wrong place. They found him in a wrong place. Anyhow, the prophet of God said, you know, when Lot and his wife family, they went to you know, Sodom, and they became a great people there, you know. Lot became a mayor of that city, and Lot's wife, she was a president of women's organization. They were great people there. But what happened? Lot was sitting at the gate and solving the problems of other citizens. But the problem was, he couldn't solve his problem. He couldn't solve his problem. The Bible says Lot was a righteous man, but what happened? The prophet of God said, you know, they were backslidden. The prophet of God said, we are living in Satan's Eden. This is Satan's Eden. This is not a permanent place for us.
Amen.
Very soon we are going to return to a permanent place. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
So always remember, you are a stranger. We are strangers. We are living in a wrong place,
Amen.
Wrong country, wrong city, wrong world.
Amen.
If you're a child of God, if you're a bride of Jesus Christ, this world is not fit for you. We are crossing through, we are passing through. And today it's very important today, you know, to stay away from sin. Amen. And live like Enoch. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Our God is a great helper. He wants to help you. If you want to love the Lord, if you want to walk in His ways, if you want to testify about Him, if you want to please Him, He's there to help you.
Amen.
Have courage in your life. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So, he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. Oh my. You know the story. God said, who told you that you are naked? What happened to you? You know. And Adam was blaming Eve, and Eve was blaming the serpent, you know. So, in these days also, you know, they blame each other. That's the condition of the Christians in this world. Precious brothers and sisters, this is not the time to blame each other. This is not the time to hate each other. This is the time we need to love each other. This is the time we need to be in unity.
Amen.
God wants His people to be in unity, Amen. United.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He hates the divisions. He doesn't like divisions. He wants unity. Praise the name of the Lord. Where there is unity, there will be strength. Let God help us today to love others.
Yes.
Let God help us today to respect others. Let God help us today to help others. Because we belong to one family.
Amen.
Maybe our colors are different, our cultures are different, you know. But we born to one dad. His name is Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
We are made of one blood.
Amen.
And that is the blood of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. We are one family. I thank God for this family.
Yes.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Our names are written in the book of life. We belong to one family, one God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh my.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Anyhow, in Genesis chapter 3 verse 20-21, if we can read. And to Adam also and to his wife did the Lord God made coats of skins.
Amen.
And clothed them. Oh my. He was so gracious. He was so merciful. Even though Adam and Eve broke His commandments, still God loved them. He never said, get out just now. Don't stay here. Get out. Get out. No. He made a clothing of skins and dressed them. Praise the name of the Lord. In 22, and the Lord God said, behold, a man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand, and take also the tree of life, and eat, and live forever. Therefore, verse 23, therefore, the Lord God sent him forth from the garden of Eden, to till the ground from whence he was taken. So he drew out the man, and he placed at the east of the garden of Eden cherubims and flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree of life. God said, Adam, Eve, you can't stay in this place. You have to leave this place. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
God says, take care of your spiritual garments. We have to know what is the condition of our spiritual garments. The garment is already paid for. The garment is already paid for by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today we need to be under the blood. Today we need to be washed in the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Make sure, repent. and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. You can't look for tomorrow or a Christmas day. You can't look for next year. No, that will be too late. Today is the day of salvation. If there is somebody here, confess your sins today. Accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. The water is ready, you know. The man of God can baptize you now, even now. Praise the name of the Lord. Don't look for tomorrow. Tomorrow not belongs to us. We don't know what is going to happen tomorrow. Of course, we believe in Jesus. He's our future, you know. But we need to be obedient to the word of God.
Amen.
Today, Christians need obedience. Today, Christians need patience. Today, Christians need love. Today, Christians need faith. Today, Christians need humbleness. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh my. He said, you can't stay here. You can't live here. And, you know, I like this. Thank God for the prophet in our generation. Thank God for the Malachi 4, 5 and 6.
Amen.
Thank God for the revelation of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Thank God for the prophet in our generation. A lot of people talking against the prophet. It is dangerous to touch the anointed of God by word or deed. Stay away. If you don't like the message, stay away. If you don't like the prophet, stay away. But don't criticize him. Do not touch him by word or deed. And there are many are doing nowadays. But I believe the true child of God. You know, Jesus said, whom my Father chosen, they will come to me. Of course, this message is not for everybody. This is for the special people.
Amen.
Huh? This is for the chosen ones. This is for the called out one. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Everybody can't stay in this message.
Amen.
Huh? But this message is precious. This message got the rapturing faith.
Hallelujah.
If you are sent by Father to Jesus Christ. Now here I'm not talking about two gods or three gods. You know, I believe only in one God. One baptism.
Amen.
One Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Huh? If you are sent by the Father, you will stay. No matter what problem comes. No matter, you know, whether the AC is working or not. No matter whether fans are working or not.
Huh?
Praise the name of the Lord. No matter whether wind is coming or not, air is coming. You will love Jesus. Huh? You will love Jesus. You will walk with him. Huh? Praise the name of the Lord. You will stay with this message. Today we need a message in our lives. Some say, are you in the message? Yes, I am in the message. But nobody asks, do you have a message in your life? You know, I never heard about that. You know, very few preachers ask, do you have a message in your life? Today, precious brothers and sisters, we need the message of God, the word of God.
Amen.
Jesus Christ in our life.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Sheer cruelty of sin, the prophet of God preached in 1953, says, some people say, don't read those old messages. Just 2 days back, one man was talking to me on the phone. Oh, nowadays people always look to the old messages, you know, 47, you know. That means, you know, he want everybody to look after 63, you know, 1963. I said, what is wrong with the messages? Prophet preached before 63. There's nothing wrong in there.
Amen.
Huh? So there are people. Every message is precious.
Amen.
Every word of God the prophet preached is a precious one.
Amen.
And there is truth. Praise the name of the Lord. Nothing false. we should not find mistakes with the message. I want to tell you the truth. Praise the name of the Lord. This message never belongs to William Marion Branham. This message never belongs to William Marion Branham. This message belongs to the Holy Ghost. Huh? When you try to speak against the message of the hour, you are trying to speak against the Holy Ghost. There is no forgiveness here. There is no forgiveness there. So be careful, my precious brothers and sisters. Do not touch the prophet of God, anointed of God. Do not touch, you know, the message. Do not speak against the message of the hour. Anyhow, so there I can, the cruelty of sin, the prophet says, there I can imagine seeing that poor little Eve. When she looked at Adam, her long blonde hair hanging down her back, those big, bright, blue eyes that looked like the skies. When God had made them, the tears pouring down, mixing with the blood on the garments, and flapping down around her body. Eve, Adam, with his strong body, caught her and leaned her over on his bosom.
Amen.
And there the tears mingling, falling, as it ran through the sheepskins, blood dripping down, blood all the way.
Hallelujah.
Huh? There now he says, you have to depart out of my presence. God says, you have to depart out of my presence. Oh my, always be careful. Stay away from sins.
Amen.
Sins of this world.
Amen.
It's not easy. To commit sin, it is very easy. But after committing the sin, it won't be easy, precious brothers and sisters. God said, you have to depart out of my presence. The people with sin, they cannot sit in the presence of God. The people with sin, they cannot stay with amongst the God's people. You know, they want to go away. They want to go away. You know, because they are not happy here in God's presence. Anyhow, you have to depart out of my presence. And I can see even Adam with their arms around one another, going, moving out like this, them old sheepskins flopping against their leg, the blood beating on their leg. This is the situation when Eve, Adam fell in sin. To protect Eve, Adam need to partake her sins. Precious brothers and sisters, let God help us.
Amen.
To stay away from sin.
Amen.
Let God help us to stay away from the lusts of this world. Let God help us. You know, when you love the world, you are enemy of God. There is no strong hand to protect us from the wrath of God.
Amen.
The judgment of God is striking the whole world. You know what is happening in Hawaii? Huh? What is happening in Guatemala? So you know some other countries, you know? Huh? What is happening in, you know, many other countries of the world? That shows, that proves the coming of the Lord is very near and the judgment of God is striking whole world. There is no safety anywhere. You have safety only in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So this is the time we need to draw near to God. This is the time we need to come together. This is the time we need to praise God. This is the time we need to walk with Jesus. This is the time we need to please Him. This is the time we need to witness about Jesus Christ. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Israel at the Red Sea, the prophet of God said, I am waiting praying every day and night? Are we waiting upon the Lord? This is your prophet speaking. Amen. This is our prophet speaking. This is not me. I'm waiting and praying every day and night. It's very important we need to wait upon the Lord. It's very important we need to pray. Redeem time to pray.
Amen.
Every day and night. Waiting just for the crucial moment. You keep fasting. Keep praying. A lot of Christians, they don't know what is fast means. You know. They take one scripture. You know. And they stop fasting and praying. You know. Precious brothers and sisters, we need to apply the word of God where it is necessary. You know. Anyhow, keep fasting, keep praying, getting the kids together, get rid of all the sin around your home. As Jacob said, take off your earrings and wash your garments. Get ready. Oh, hear the sound of abundance of rain. He's coming. Get ready. Wash your garments. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Help us, Lord.
Keep away all from all the idols.
Lord.
If you love anything more than Jesus, it's idol worship.
Amen.
Always remember that. Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Oh, get ready. Oh, hear the sound of the abundance of rain. People are making fun of the message today. That is dangerous. Do not make the fun of the message or message people.
Amen.
Handwriting on the wall, the prophet of God said, and the church being made fun of, that's trying. That's washed her garments in the blood of the Lamb. You know, many are making fun of you. Maybe not in front of you, but behind, you know, backbiting, you know. How we wear dresses, how our long hair, how our dresses, and how, you know. We are funny. We look funny. We look mad in their sight. They are making fun. Huh? Oh my. They are making fun of it. But the gifts of God has returned back. The great signs and wonders that you said would follow the believer. Keeping your garments spotless, unspotted. He's coming for the pure and holy bride of Jesus Christ. God keeps his word. Christian 57. Now, if you will notice, he said, as it was in the days of Noah, in the days of Noah before the flood, how it would be. And God was not willing that anybody should perish. God is not willing that anybody should perish. That's why his coming is delayed. Maybe he's waiting for your sons, your children. Maybe he's waiting for your brothers and sisters. Maybe he's waiting for your parents. Maybe he's waiting for your children. That's what the word of God says. That's what the prophet says. Oh my. But that all might come to repentance. Then he suffered long. The flood stage was away, past due. Down in Egypt, it was away, past due. Do you get it? An antediluvian destruction now, when past due. The destruction of and the judgment coming out of Egypt, way past due, 40 years over time. But God was determined. God was determined that his word would not return to him. He was going to keep his word. He has to keep his word. He must do it in order to be God. If he has to make a change of everything, and by grace, he will do it. That's the reason I say, if the church does not get herself ready, that's your duty to get ready. You know, God is dealing with individuals.
Amen.
You know Michael Jackson? dancer or a musician or music, you know. He came to India. I'm not talking about Junior Jackson, okay? I'm talking about Michael Jackson, dancer. He came to India maybe 15, 20 years back, before his death, you know, maybe 25 years back. He destroyed our young girls and boys because of his, you know, dance, you know, his music, you know, and everything, you know. Before he came to India, all the young people, they, you know, they dance and, you know, they sing. Something was very religious, you know, means something good. But after his coming to India, oh my, it's terrible now. The young people, they act, they dance, they walk like, you know, Michael Jackson. Now anyhow, the Michael Jackson is dead. Now a lot of people call him late Michael Jackson, L-A-T-E, late. If I die tomorrow, they will call me, you know, late Prakash. People call him late Michael Jackson. Then you must have heard about the president of South Africa, Mandela. He was a great man. I was 15 days and I was in South Africa. I heard a lot of great things about Nelson Mandela. You know, he has done great things there. But now he's dead. People call him late Nelson Mandela, late Michael Jackson. But have you heard any time about late Jesus? Even the devil couldn't say that. Even the Satan couldn't say that. Late Jesus. We are not serving the late Jesus. We are serving the alive God. Amen. He's the creator of heaven and earth. Amen. Yesterday, today and forever is the same God. He never changes. Amen. He's alive. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. He's not. We are not worshipping. We are not saving. We are not worshipping the late Jesus. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. He's alive. He's coming to take his bride. The bride has made herself ready. The garments is paid for. They are ready, but you must be ready to wear those garments. Are you ready to wear those garments? The garments is paid for. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. You must be ready to wear those garments. The church has made herself ready. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you ready? If Jesus comes today, we need to be ready, precious brothers and sisters. Say goodbye to the world. Say goodbye to the lust of the world, lust of the body. Say goodbye. And draw nigh to Jesus. Draw nigh to God. He will draw nigh to us. He's coming. You know, the prophet of God also spoke about two angels going to Sodoma. Oral Robert and Billy Graham. They both are gone now. That shows his coming is very soon. When you see all these things, what is happening upon this earth, the judgment of God is striking the world, that proves that coming of the Lord is very near. So today, we need to take care of our garments. We need to find out our spiritual life. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. Because He's coming soon, precious brothers and sisters. He's coming very soon. Today it's very important. I want to tell this one thing and then I will close it. You know, it's almost 12 o'clock. You know. One preacher, he was preparing his sermon to preach on, you know, Sunday. He was getting ready, you know, to preach on Sunday. And he was having 5-year-old daughter. And he knows, she comes and says, "Dad, I need this. Dad, I need this. Dad, you know, this and that, you know. So he knows that. So what he did? He took a world map from his study room, you know. He was having a world map, okay? You know. And he teared it into pieces, the world map, you know. He made it into so many pieces. And he called his daughter. Honey, come here. Put this map together. He knows that she's not going to do it. Because he teared into many pieces, you know. So he said, you know, put this map together. And when you are ready, you come. You know, then I will sit with you, I'll play with you, I'll, you know. And he gave those pieces, you know, to her. And he started, you know, reading about them, something he was preparing. And he knows that 5 years old girls, there's no way she can't put it back together. But believe me, within five minutes, she put all the map together. All the countries, continents and everything, you know. She put it together and she said, Dad, here is the map. Oh my, he was shocked. He said, honey, you don't know the geography. How did you do this? She said, Dad, there was a picture of Jesus Christ behind. Picture of Jesus behind the map. There was a picture of, I'm sorry, I don't have the picture of Jesus, you know. She said, Dad, there was a picture of Jesus Christ behind the map. So that made it possible, that made it speedily, you know, to put this map together. That was the sermon, you know, the preacher got married, you know, got ready to preach. It was a strong sermon. So if we can have Jesus in our lives, if we can have Jesus Christ in our lives, everything will be speedy. Everything will be okay. Everything will be perfect. Everything. Praise the name of the Lord. So let us have Jesus in our life. God bless you. Let us stand up. Let us stand up. Almighty God, we want to thank you. We love you. We adore you. We magnify the holy name, Jesus. God, help us to have thee in our life. God, help us. Like Enoch, help us to walk with thee. Like Enoch, help us to please thee. Like Enoch, help us to testify about thee to others. Share the love of Jesus Christ with others. God, thou art coming soon, Father. Bless thine people here. Bless thine servant, Brother John, and each and every one standing under this roof, O God. Help us, Lord Jesus, because we are waiting for the rapture. We are waiting for the change of our bodies. We know it's very near. It's at the door. The rapture is waiting at the door. God, help us to walk in thine footsteps. Help us to keep our garments unspotted. God, help us. We love you. We thank you. Bless the mission in India, Lord Jesus. Yes. Bless the orphans, old widows and the lepers. Bless the pastors and the... Bless every Christian in that country, God. Save them from the... Protect them from the enemies of Christianity, Lord Jesus. Protect every Christian in the world.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
They are slaughtered like animals, God. Protect them, Lord Jesus. Thou art our protector, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us safe. Love you. Thank you, Father God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thine servant, they are trying to go to other country, O God. Let thine special presence go with them and bless them, help them, bring them back safely. We love you. Thank you for this wonderful message. Thank you for speaking to us through the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
God bless you all. While the man of God comes here, I want to say thank you. for your patience. Thank you very much. God bless you all. Love you all. In Jesus' name. Appreciate you.
Praise the Lord. You know, I was thinking there's another reason why Jesus can't be the late Jesus, because he's always on time. He's always on time, right? Let's worship the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Let's appreciate the message today.
Amen.
You know, let's get closer to God. You know, when you think about Hawaii and the volcanoes, you know, there's a ring of fire there around the Pacific, right? So when I see the volcanoes there in Hawaii, I think, well, those plates are moving. And we know that that plate rubs against the United States. And we know there's going to be a big earthquake in California. We believe that. I believe there was a prophecy there. And of course, even the people living there in California know that there's an earthquake coming. So God help us to be ready. Number 41, On the Wings of a Snow White Dove. We'll sing that and then we'll dismiss today. I already sent a message to the air conditioner people to help us, save us. Amen. Noah had drifted on a flood many days. Noah had drifted on the flood many days.